after spending a weekend at home with your family, we always figure Monday's a good time to talk about family issues here on The Takeaway. Today we're talking about parenting duties and who does more of them. We have a pretty good answer from surveys. We're also joined by our Motherload blogger and Takeaway family contributor, Lisa Belkin. She's been thinking about this for a while. And Lisa, you know, reading through all of the different surveys, reading through all the research, it basically narrows down to the fact that women do pretty much twice as much work at home overall, in general, of all the work. And that stayed the same for a very long time.
Well, that's just housework. When you look at childcare, it's 3-1. And yeah, the numbers have been the same for about 90 years. Not the number of hours that we work, but the ratio of men to women. And it's the same whether he works and she stays home, whether they both work. And interestingly, it's about 2-1 for housework if she works and he stays home. So we're locked into
if he's staying home, she's still doing twice as much housework?
She's still doing close to twice as much housework.
Okay.
And, you know, couples are looking at each other and saying, how did we get here? We're progressive and we're educated and this, we didn't expect we'd turn into our parents. And yet we're surprisingly like our parents, and actually we're surprisingly like our grandparents our ratios.
Right, 90 years ago. So we're joined now by Amy and Mark Vachon. They're authors of the book Equally Shared Parenting. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So you were so concerned about this that I understand you actually talked about equally shared parenting on your first date.
Well, there wasn't a term for it back when we first started dating, but we did talk about what we wanted our lives to look like. We're like many young single people who say that they want an egalitarian relationship and balanced lives, and we didn't know how to create it any more than the next couple. But we were determined to not live out the lives that Lisa just described of our parents and our grandparents. We wanted things to be different. So we were pretty determined in trying to find a way to do that.
So how do you do it? Do you actually sit there and keep a notebook tally of every single chore that each of you is doing?
That's actually a myth we'd love to clarify. No, no, and no. It comes from getting below the surface of this issue, getting below who's going to do more and tit for tat and all that stuff, to what do we both want from life together as a parenting pair. So we each brought one piece of what we then discovered were the two goals of this lifestyle. And in interviewing many other couples for our book, we've discovered that those goals kind of fit for all of them. And that is that they both want an equal partnership. Someone to walk together through life. We're all walking in each other's shoes, and there's an intimacy to that. And we want to preserve a balanced life for each partner, which is hard to do when, say, a man gets stuck into the breadwinning role and misses out on, you know, perhaps some time he would rather have with his children, or a woman gets stuck juggling it all. And so those greater goals are really what sustain us and a lot of other equally shared parenting couples when it gets down to structuring their lives to then end up doing about the same amount of work in the home and about the same amount of work caring for their children and get the joys of those domains as well.
Okay, but Lisa, this gets complicated by the fact that we also know from research that there's a perception among men that they're doing half the work even though they're not. So how do you do this? Exactly what do you do to make sure that the chores are shared equally?
Well, this only works, I think, if he is fully on board. Because, yes, there is this tendency to say, well, look at me. Men compare themselves to their fathers and say, look how great I'm doing. Women compare themselves to their mothers and feel like they're falling short. It takes the kind of conversation that Mark and Amy have regularly. You mentioned the strict division, and whenever I write about them, and I have a number of times now, that's the reader response, is this is too stringent, this is too much drawing up of lists, this is too much structure, I can't do this. And yet when you're with Mark and Amy, which I've had the pleasure of doing, they are just, they're content, they're laid back. Hmm. There's neither of them is in charge of the other one in the way that's become too familiar for some couples.
Amy,
he does it wrong, for instance. They don't do that.
Amy and Mark, that's a lot of pressure. I mean, if you guys get divorced, Lisa Belkin's out of business, huh?
I think she can rest assured. We're okay.
And this, Amy, Mark, does this work no matter what your job is, whether you're a corporate executive or if you're working at Starbucks?
Well, we've interviewed dozens of couples, and exactly, we've had couples who are baristas at Starbucks, and we have house painters and doctors and lawyers and pretty much the whole spectrum of careers. I would like to say clearly that I would not have signed up for this lifestyle if in an attempt to try to get more dishes thrown my way. I mean, that's not the goal here. My goal is to have a happy life where both Amy and I can say, I love my life, and we want to walk in each other's shoes every day.
Okay, well, I guess you're doing it. Amy and Mark Vachon, authors of Equally Shared Parenting, and again, Lisa Belkin, author of the Motherload blog and Takeaway contributor.
But we have to talk a lot in our household about
sharing.
Yeah,
I imagine that's an ongoing discussion.
You definitely have to have an ongoing discussion. So we're also talking about Senator Harry Reid and his comments that Barack Obama would become the president because, quote, he was light-skinned and did not speak with a Negro dialect unless he wanted to have one. What's your response?
I'm David. I'm calling from New Jersey. I tend to vote Republican most of the time. I think this brouhaha is ridiculous and divisive and diversionary.
Well, you can tell us your opinion at 800-543-2543. That's our number, especially just for today. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.